previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
8:17 on Algoa FM, running a little late, but it doesn't matter as long as we get the message across. But looking at some of the Garden Route COVID-19 active cases at the moment, George sitting at 1,506, Mossel Bay 1,257, that's an incredibly high number, and also Knysna at 366. With us broadcasting not only to the Eastern Cape, we also cover a large part of the Western Cape, which is the Garden Route extension to Mossel Bay. So we have the Premier for the Western Cape, Alan Windey, on the line this morning to talk to us about not what they're doing to lower the numbers, but also the vaccination rollout program, particularly in the Garden Route area. Good morning, Premier.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Great to be with you. And sorry, my phone has not stopped this morning, so I missed your call a bit earlier.
No, all good. My first question to you is, why is it so important for us to get the COVID-19 vaccine? And is it safe to use at this stage?
Okay, so first of all, I mean, you know, more than 2 billion people have had it. We can already see countries that have started to build their herd immunity are able to, you know, start reducing restrictions. It is the science. It's the science that says this is how we beat, this virus. And of course, as we see, it's mutating all the time. But we need to come in with a response, because we can't be locked up for, you know, for the next 5 years until it actually reaches its own herd immunity. And we also need to protect our frontline. We're putting so much resource into frontline that this is also a key mechanism of getting back to putting our money into education and putting our money into job creation, rather than only just putting it into risk mitigation to make sure that we can get through the next wave of this virus. So definitely, that's what all the science is saying. And I also say to people who say to me, but, do you think I should take one? I said, well, first of all, just go and have a look at our own healthcare workers who are registered. And percentage-wise, it's the doctors and nurses who are right up there. I mean, these are scientists, they're medical scientists, and they're right up there taking these vaccines themselves. Surely they should know what they're putting in their own body before they put it into your body. And absolutely, we need to reduce this risk so we can get on with growing our economy and fixing those things that we need to fix.
Premier, who is eligible for the vaccine, and how can residents register for it?
So, we started off with 60 and above. Now it's 50 and above. So anybody who's over 50, you can register. In the Western Cape, what we've done is on our website, you can go in on the Western Cape Government website. And as that page comes up, there's five blocks. You can go to the one that says registration. It's yellow. It's got a red button on it. You push the red button, it takes you directly into the electronic registration system. We've zero-rated all the data on all of our hotspot areas. We've got more than 2,000 free hotspots across the province that give up to 3 gigs of free Wi-Fi, but we're not giving you any of your data. We've made their registration free. So go to your library, go to any of those computerized centers around the province. You can get access, or probably, as we've said to many people, ask your child or your grandchild. They'll quickly do it for you. And, get your name on the list. That's the most important. And then go to one of the vaccine stations once you get your SMS.
And what about walk-ins, Premier? I mean, are people able to walk into a vaccine site and get the vaccine without an appointment?
Okay, so definitely you can go. We're trying to encourage people to wait for their SMS. But if you've registered, you're over 60, you registered in the first round and you still haven't received your SMS, we're actually then saying, please go to one of our vaccine sites. Then you can just walk in. They will. You say to them, listen, I am over 60. I have got my initial SMS. So I'm on the system. They will put you into the appointment row. We also have walk-in rows, so anybody can walk in. As long as you're over 50, you can walk in, but just show that your SMS that you get that you have registered. And we are also looking at opening up a registration point at these walk-ins, so you could actually walk in. But we would like you to only be over 60, or somebody that is in that kind of frail band that bypasses the registration system. We really, we're trying to manage crowding at our vaccine sites. We don't want our vaccine sites to become super spreader events. And, you know, we need to have proper management and systems in place. And, yeah, that's what I've been doing the last few days, is walking around, having a look for myself. And so far, so good. Looks like it's running well. And we are now pushing those boundaries on lifting the numbers as we get more vaccines into the system. So hopefully we can work towards those, that goal of 40 to 50,000 vaccines a day in the Western Cape.
Well, I mean, we've had a shortage of, well, the national vaccine supply. Has that impacted the Western Cape at all?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, devastating for me to, you know, we have a supply coming in, and you set up a system to manage the supply across the province. And then 3 weeks ago, we had to start slowing down some of those stations that we opened. So we're sort of operating 3 days a week. And that doesn't make, you know, really for good management practice, where you've got to open the thing up and then close it down and then open it and close it down. And it was really sad for me that having to do that across rural areas. But now the numbers start to look better and better. I mean, we're targeting 100,000 vaccines this week. And hopefully we can go above that. But the whole thing depends on that national supply. We had that Johnson & Johnson hiccup that of globally it was Johnson & Johnson vaccines that had to be destroyed. That slowed the system down. It looks like those numbers are getting better and better all the time. And so I just really hope that that's exactly what happens. And then we've got 204 sites across the rural areas of the province, 80 sites in the city itself. Of Cape Town itself, and that's government sites. Then we've got private sector. I mean, they were 33 last week. I think we're going over 40 this week of private sector sites. And then we've got, we're opening our mega sites, one of our mega sites today. We're going to have four mega sites in the province. We've got a private sector one run called Park to Cup out at Belleville. We're opening the convention center today, which is also a partnership city-province and Discovery, and then we've got the old Mutual site, and then we're also going to be opening up Athlone Stadium towards the end of the month, and part of that is going to be walk-in, like we do in any other station, but I also want to have a drive-through, so we can really get the numbers up at that stage. Hopefully, we'll have more than sufficient vaccines in the system, and people can just drive through, get your vaccine on your way home from work, or you know wherever you're going, you can just drive through, wait for 15 minutes in the parking lot, and off you go.
All right, and particularly in the Garden Route, does this include your program with ramping up the rollouts of the vaccine?
Yeah, absolutely. So you'll see our town halls are now converted into vaccine sites. We purposefully haven't tried to overload our health facilities with vaccine sites, because especially when you're going into a peak of a pandemic, you don't want to have, you know, COVID-19 patients coming to your hospital, but also people wanting to protect themselves from COVID-19 by going to the vaccine site. So we've tried to separate them. And you go onto our website, you'll see all of those sites across all of our towns, you know, many, many sites in each town. And we also try to spread them. That's why we've got so many across the province, so that we don't have big concentrations in our towns across the province.
It's a mammoth task, and wishing you the very best of luck with that. And we hope that we can start seeing higher numbers every day reported of people being vaccinated versus active new cases. Thank you for joining us. Premier for the Western Cape, Alan Windey. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. And all have a great day. And please, everyone, stay safe.
Thank you.
Thank you much, Premier. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.